Alaska's budget reserves could be gone in 10 years if the state government doesn't take action to balance its budget, the legislature's nonpartisan finance expert said today. Legislative Finance Director David Teal says by 2027, whether Alaskans receive permanent fund dividends each year would depend on annual fund earnings.
You would earn money in FY27. And you just don't know whether those earnings in that year would be sufficient to make the payments.
In a House Finance Committee hearing, Teal mapped out different scenarios for the state government's future based on the plans put out by Governor Bill Walker and lawmakers. Under Walker's plan, the state budget would be stable and permanent fund dividends would also be relatively flat at $1,000. A House Committee Finance Committee bill would reintroduce an income tax. According to a model that Teal's office built, the bill would allow for higher dividend growth than Walker's plan, and it would close the state's deficit sooner. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson says there would continue to be room for dividends if the state makes deeper cuts to government. She noted that the Republican-led Senate majority has called for $750 million in budget cuts over the next 3 years.
The bigger question, as you just said, if we don't reduce the budget, is does government grab all that money for themselves and tell the people, too bad, you don't get any?
State Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck says there's little to no room for further cuts without eliminating services that residents depend on or pushing the tax burden onto local municipalities.
So essentially, when state expenditure cuts that don't recognize ongoing needs are pass-through solutions. They're simply taking the state's burden and putting it on somebody else.
The House Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the income tax and permanent fund bill on Friday.